This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinians were fleeing on Monday near an apartment in Gaza City after it was hit by an Israeli strike. Fire was seen billowing inside the apartment as men tried to put it off and attempted to rescue casualties. More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war, according to Gaza's health ministry. The crowded enclave has been laid to waste, and most of its 2.3 million people have been displaced multiple times and face acute shortages of food and medicine, humanitarian agencies say. Israel has issued new evacuation orders in the central Gaza Strip, forcing more families to flee, saying its forces intend to act against militant group Hamas and others operating in the area. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Premature Palestinian babies were being evacuated from the main hospital in Gaza's Deir Bala on Monday, following new evacuation orders issued by Israel. The United Nations said humanitarian aid operations in the area have ground to a halt as a result of the new orders, and more families have been forced to flee. Some now live in makeshift tents on the beach in Gaza's Khan Yunis. Israel has issued several evacuation orders across Gaza in recent days, the most since the beginning of the 10-month-old war.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. A Greek-flagged crude oil tanker has been on fire in the Red Sea since Friday after an attack by Yemen's Houthis with no obvious signs of an oil spill, the EU Red Sea Naval Mission said in a post on X on Monday. The EU mission published photos dated on Sunday showing fire and smoke coming out of the vessel's main deck. It's carrying 150,000 tons of crude oil and poses an environmental hazard, shipping officials said, worried about a large oil spill.